Wait.
Oh, my bird.
There's something else out. Put that down. I will show you something. I brought it to show Elma. I found that. That's the cutest. That is so typical of children.
You already broke yours.
Isn't that funny? That's a Wookiee's walking.
Walking? He runs constantly.
Oh, yeah, they don't walk, they run.
The walking? It's a rare morning when he walks. He just runs everywhere.
Grandmother?
And pulls everything down.
Yes, he tried. Well, he did. He's already. You know, he has a little chipped tooth, and I don't really know where he got it, but it came
from.
Yeah. Somewhere.
But you know, when Peter Zacks, he has a son, 14 years old. Well, he's more like his grandfather than he is his father. He's absolutely obsessed with that child, which it scares me. Oh, he's got him something to play with. And when he was a little fella, like this child, about this child's age, 2 years old, his mother had a little nest of... little brass cans. Every spot in the everyday sitting room was covered with something. Well, a child only learns from feeling, and instead of putting all that, I used to say, I was a real good mother-in-law because I never opened my mouth, but I thought of different ways of killing them.
Well, yeah.
Without a doubt, she was going around spanking that child's hands. And that little old hands are so tender, especially on the back.
Who was spanking?
Sister with little Zach. And she had all this junk all over every little table in the everyday sitting room, like a whole little nest of little tiny brass candlesticks with little cans in them. What child could resist that, you know?
That's
and they
terrible.
Reach.
People do that all
I don't
the time.
Think that.
Oh, nothing.
No, I would say something.
Well, what gets me is the same thing in the grocery store.
Yeah.
The mothers reach and they get things, so the little child reaches and gets his hand slapped or his face slapped.
Oh, I can't stand it.
That makes the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I can't stand it.
You should let your child say, now wait.
How are they going to learn?
They say, listen, now, I'm going to let you pick up something next time.
Mm-hmm.
Or something, let her get crackers or something she can handle.
You know what I did, and I think this is the best lesson. Crystal, listen to this, because it really, I read it somewhere and I put it into practice. Garrett was a little fella, and his mother was busy. She taught school, and she was tired of children. And she didn't communicate with small children anyway. High school, 11th and 12th grade English is where she communicated. She loved her child, but she didn't have the kind of patience with him that Grandma did. And so when she'd go to the grocery store, she didn't want to be bothered with Garrett. And he thought that was a hog's heaven to go to the grocery store. So when I would go over there on the weekend, I'd say, all right, give me your list and I'll go to the grocery store. Garrett and I will go. Okay, but when we get there, I'd say, all right, Garrett, here is a quarter. And I'd give him two dimes and a nickel and try to explain to him what that money was. Now, when you can find something in that store that this will pay for, you have to go to the counter and pay for everything in the store. It doesn't belong to us. You have to pay for it. And I taught him a good lesson because I had read that a lot of children start stealing by parents letting them pick up things in the grocery store. They, you know, they don't know
it's
anything but to grab what they see.
Take it if they want it.
Why, sure.
Is this your thing? Is that yours?
I think it's, isn't it here?
What is that? Oh, that's mine. I brought it to show to you, but I showed it to Jerry.
Did you see it?
Isn't it cute? It's so typical of a little boy and a little girl.
Well, actually, Lewis Powell said that when Anita was baby, that little boy, there's Bill, that got killed accidentally, was standing there looking at him when he changed her diapers, and he looked at her. Okay, she said, uh-oh, woke. She said, uh-oh, woke. And he was 3 years old or two, something like that. I thought, you know, they
did. Well, certainly.
Yeah, that's John. He can hold.